This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and I saw something the other day, and this really bugs me. Plus, he has a book that just came out, and we need to talk about that as well. But joining me from, I don't know if he's surrounded right now by snow or not, but he is the student of the gun. He is the professor. He is Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, it apparently it's not going to stop. We got 5 to 6 inches overnight. Now, the weather guy said it was going to be, quote, a dusting. I'm not sure how they define dusting, but when I was out there with the snowblower, it seemed to be a little bit more than dusting. But I'm not a meteorologist, so.
Maybe they mean that in the sense of the desert with the dust storm that's like 16 stories high that's blowing at you.
I'm not a meteorologist, so I'm not allowed to comment on that.
I don't know why they call him a meteorologist anyway. I never hear
him talking about meteors.
No, never, ever. I watched a video the other day. And when I watched it, I thought of you. The video is... It's called Survival Bug Out, Survival Scenarios. It's been viewed 1.5 million times since it was published October 29, 2019. The Survival Summit, I guess, is a company. Survivalsummit.com. I'm not really interested in promoting them or anything else, but they have a website and they have EMP protection bags and survival kits and all this other stuff. And if you were actually buy that stuff, I don't know how you'd actually bug out with it because you know. You'd have to have a Winnebago to get it all in, too. But I was interested in this. Like, the video is basically referencing an EMP event. And what do you think an EMP event, like in a rural area, because this is in a rural area. In a city, we know the cities are going to be like death traps. I don't live in a city. Do you live in a city? You don't live in a city.
No.
You live on a mountain. You live on a mountaintop.
Yeah, I live on the mountain, man.
How close is your closest neighbor?
Only about 300-400 yards.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you're out there like, yeah, there's nobody around me for miles. But you're still, would you say that you're rural?
Oh, yeah. There's more cattle here than there are humans.
Which is good because that means in EMP that you can still have some ribeyes. But... I digress.
Oh, that's right. We share, man. You don't need electricity to have steak.
No, you don't. So, some of the things they do, though, like in an EMP situation, somebody living in a suburb, for example. And I'm sure you've lived in a suburb at some time, So, in a suburb, should people in the suburbs, if there's an EMP event, should we be thinking to myself, "Oh my God, I have to walk really fast and get to some hiding area"? Won't there be a bunch of people? What if your hiding area that you didn't share with anybody else? What if you get there and there's like 3 or 4 other people there already? I mean, should we be staying put or should we be bugging out?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we've talked about bug out bags or bug in bags or get home bags or whatever you want to call it. The bug out bag is it. You know, it's alliteration, so that term has kind of stuck. But essentially, it's emergency gear or survival, you know, gear, whatever, to help you get from point A to point B. But as my good friend James Yeager he used to like to remind people, he's like, look, everyone talks about bugging out. He says, if you don't have a specific place to go, you're just a refugee.
Yeah.
You know, and the idea that you should, if you were at your home, like you're at your home. Now there are reasons to leave your home. For instance, there's a hurricane coming. Okay. We know there's a hurricane coming and we're right, you know, in the line of it. We might need to leave our houses. Or there's a flood and, you know, there's 6 feet of water in your living room or whatever. That is acceptable. I understand that. But when people say, oh, well, you know, the end of the world or the EMP, so I'm going to leave my house and go. And then the question is, and go where?
Yeah.
You're just like, you're going to wander out into the city park or, you know, you're going to go out to into the woods. Brothers and sisters, your life is already going to be difficult enough,
right,
without taking yourself away from shelter. You know, the whole idea of having a bag or whatever in your truck or your SUV or your trunk or your car or whatever is so that if that vehicle is disabled, you don't just become a helpless victim. You know, you grab your bag and you get to somewhere.
Right.
But the idea that, oh, yeah, I'm in my house in suburbia and the crisis hits, the EMP hits, the whatever. So now my wife and I are going to grab our backpacks and we're going to leave our house and, well, I don't know, become wanderers like Kane in Kung Fu or something. We're just going to wander the land.
Well, I mean, but the other thing is that when you're doing that, you're out there in the open being seen.
Right.
And the have, and as Super Dave calls them, the haves and the have-nots. If somebody sees you and perceives you to be a have, the only thing I'm going to venture out for in the event of an EMP attack is 2 miles up the road is a Walmart grocery store with a pharmacy. And I'm going to go up there and I've got a bike. I can ride my bike up there and get there in about 5 minutes. And I'm going to walk into the store, still carrying my bike, because I'm not going to leave it out there for anybody to get. I am going to be strapped visibly. And I'm going to roll in there where they know me, and I'm going to say, I know that you don't believe this, but nobody's phone's working, right? None of your electronics are working, right? That's because we've been hit by an EMP, I suspect. You know, here's my name. This is my address. This is my phone number if it ever comes back on. I need 6 months worth of these medications, and that's the only thing I'm venturing out for. After that, I'm sitting still.
You know, it's a damn shame that you have to think of, like, if you've ever had a regular medication, like a blood pressure medication or right, whatever, and they give you the 30-day supply.
Yeah.
But you've been taking it for 5 years.
Yeah.
So it's not like in 30 days you're not going to need it. It's not like an antibiotic where they're like, okay, take this for 2 weeks, take the whole thing, you're done, and then you don't take it anymore. If it's something you know, why in the name of all that's holy are they restricting you to 30 days?
Well, it's a money thing.
It is a money
thing. It's a money thing because, like, with one of my medications, like, I take Lasix and potassium, or is it I take a potassium supplement because Lasix is going to deny me electrolytes, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start to cramp, but I need to do that because if I don't, then the fluid will build up and choke my heart and my lungs, and I have a few issues. So I take the Lasix so that doesn't happen. And I have to go now for the potassium, I have 1,000,006 refills. But for the Lasix, I have to keep going back to the doctor every 90 days. Like something changed. Like suddenly my heart never was opened up. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a money grab, I think. Hang on for me, if you will. Hang on for me.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Paul has a new book out, The Patriot Fire Team Operation Guidebook, a compilation of all three PFT books. You can find it at Amazon. It's available both on Kindle and paperback. You know, what are people saying about this? This is an excellent book full of valuable information and an easy read. Reading this book is time well spent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to the professor, student of the gun, Paul Markle, and we're talking about this survival bug-out video I saw, and we were just lamenting the fact that, you know, the medical profession is makes it sort of a carrot dangling from a stick kind of thing as far as our prescriptions, but let's move on. Dude is driving home when suddenly the EMP hits in the video that I'm referencing, survival bug-out, and he checks his phone don't work, so then he goes and he gets his pack and he changes into his more comfortable shoes instead of his industrial work strength boots and all this other stuff, and He's got a jug of water, a big jug of water. So he fills up his reservoir on his bladder, in his get-home bag.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another guy across the road who his vehicle broke down also, and he's like, my phone don't work, and my car just stopped. I'm going to wait till everything, you know, he's like, I'm going to be able to fix this. So as dude is walking by with his get-home bag, he does have a, he does not advocate having a long gun, but he does advocate having a handgun. And a handgun and one spare magazine, this is what it says, I'm not making this up, is adequate in the opening hours of a EMP event.
Based on what?
Well, I don't know.
Based on what historical evidence?
I don't know. Anyway, so as dude is walking by the other dude who's broken down because of the EMP, he has filled up his bladder. It took three quarters of the water to fill up his hydration bladder. He gives the other water to the other guy. What's left?
There you go. He's a good Samaritan, man.
Well, later. Well, we'll get back to that in a minute. That he can be a good Samaritan all he wants. So sorry, that's not. That won't be what Bill's doing. Trust me on that one. would you do that?
I don't know. Is this guy going to help me out, or is he a parasite?
No, he's just going to walk by and leave him there.
Oh, well.
He's got his get-home bag. He's getting home. So then he gets home.
There you go.
He gets home, and he and his wife start. Somehow or other, they have decided to steal a shopping cart. They have, you know, they disregarded the whole thing about please return the buggy to the place. They just took it home.
So they stole a shopping cart from Walmart. Okay.
Yep. So they have a Walmart shopping cart, and now they're going to start loading up because they're going to bug out.
So they went to their house, and now their decision is show up a shopping cart, and we're going to start walking.
Right. And their food, okay. For their food, as they're laying the food out and everything, they've got canned goods. I didn't see any cookware, right? And they're, because they're laying out everything out in the middle of the floor that they're going to bug out with. No cookware.
Mm-hmm.
There is some sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Well, you know, yeah.
There's,
you got to have that.
There's one pack of Oreos.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
you would barter with people with Oreos.
there's nothing freeze dried. There's nothing that I see. Their water system, they have one of those little itty bitty water bags that has a filter on it, and that's how they're going to filter mm-hmm. the water. Yeah.
There you go.
And so they start loading all this stuff up, and then they fill it up in the shopping cart. They get their battle rifles and lay that on top. They're not going to have those out in the opening hours because it's only just started, and still we have more time. It's the morning after the EMP event.
Yeah.
And then they start rolling down the middle of the street with their buggy.
Where are they going?
Well, they're going to their bug-out location, which it never shows their bug-out location.
Oh, bug-out location, yeah. Which is within walking distance of their house.
Right, with a buggy. But now,
as they're within walking distance of their house.
Yeah, with their buggy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as they're going along, they're searching the vehicles on the side of the road for water. Now, remember,
there you go.
He gave his water away, but now he's having to search.
And now he's searching for water. Yeah.
No water in the buggy. But we got Oreos and sweet Baby Ray's.
Well, you got priorities, man. You know what I'm saying?
We have a couple of backpacks that you can clearly see that have nothing in them, but they're loaded in there because we got to have this. And and then they roll off. And then when they make their camp, they leave their buggy parked on the side of the road with a lot of their stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get a nice night vision video of them. Somebody stopping because there's one guy with nothing in the middle of this EMP event. He has nothing on him. He's just walking around in a hoodie and shorts with some long johns going all the way to his ankle underneath the shorts.
There you go.
He rolls up and they come out and he's got a weapon with. Now they're advocating do not use lights on the road. When you're on the road, if you have to move at night, because they also advocate later on you're going to have to move at night. And
don't use
lights because you give away your position. But if you leave your buggy on the side of the road while you're stopping to make a fire to have a cup of coffee, right? Then if somebody rolls up and is going to get on your buggy, then hit them with a high lumens light that's mounted on the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, wow. So, well, it's like fiction can be fun. Fiction can be fun. Step one, if you're the insane, the idiocy of that, like, so you're telling me that your, quote, bug out location away from your house is within walking distance, and apparently it's you have smooth roads all the way there, because I don't know about you, but I don't know too many shopping carts that I could take off-road, you know, push through a field. So, you know, if you're going to have to take paved roads to get to your bug out location.
Well,
and then your bug out location apparently is going to be where no one else knows where it is, and no one else would think to go there, even though you can get there on foot,
right,
off a paved road.
Well, the recommendation here is to stay on the really big highway road type things, because mm-hmm. they don't have really serious steepness.
They're nice and smooth and flat. Yeah.
But they're also really way out there in the open. I mean, you know, it's,
wow.
It can be seen from space out there in the middle of those things. So.
Wow.
But don't use any lights. You know,
I like to. Well, here's the deal. If you want to be hardcore, I'm going to be hardcore. The people who follow.
I tell you what. Don't.
Okay.
Don't be hardcore just yet. We're coming up on the break. This is probably going to be one of the Markle rants that I love. So
you don't want to cut me short.
I don't want to cut you short. All right. Paula just published another book, the Patriot Fire Team Operation Guidebook, a compilation of all three, which has been three in the series, and now he's got them all together. You can get it either for your Kindle, $9.99, paperback, $29.99. What are people saying about it? Well, let's see. What a great book to break down your gear. Break down gear you need, and give people a realistic view of what your team may be missing. Just another great book from the pimp hand. I guess that's an inside thing. You know somebody named Carlos Fierro?
No, that's me, man.
Oh, you're
Pimp Hand of America.
Oh, okay.
You know that.
Well, I know,
you should know that.
Well, I've never gotten a patch for that. I've gotten all the other patches. I haven't gotten a pimp hand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until this Friday. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case and decide the next steps. Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the production and distribution of mifepristone should be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has rolled out the GOP plan to raise the debt ceiling by reining in federal spending.
Our plan would return discretionary spending to pre-inflationary fiscal year 2022 levels, and then limit the growth of spending to 1% per year.
The plan would also roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Tyree Nichols' family is suing the city of Memphis and the officers involved in Nichols' death. He died 3 days after being beaten by officers during a traffic stop in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. We are talking to the professor, Paul Markle, from the Student of the Gun, and I was asking him about this video that I watched yesterday, Survival Bug Out Survival Scenarios. And this scenario, it's about an EMP thing. And while they have some good points, they have a get-home bag, which has what, you know, they try to say it's full of essentials, and they talk about taking prescription drugs, and they continue to hydrate, although they give the water away earlier on in the video, and then they give you a good idea about what to wear and all these other pretty decent things to talk about. But they're bugging out with a shopping cart, and I mean, I was just, you know, with my luck, I never get the
like a homeless person in San Francisco.
Yeah, except it's got a poncho on top of it. With battle rifles. And but then they decide to get into this situational awareness, and this is where this really begins to break my brain, because in your military career, in my military career, if we went out on a patrol, we were going out looking for the bad guy.
Well, there's three kinds of patrols.
Okay.
There's and I mentioned this in great detail in the book, Patriot Fire Team Operation Guidebook.
Right.
So in the military, there's three kinds of patrols. There's a security patrol, there's a combat patrol, and there's a recon patrol. And they all have similar, attributes, but they also are different. And before you step one foot onto the trail or the road or whatever, you know, the team needs to have an understanding. What is this patrol and what is the purpose of it? And if it's a security patrol, and that's the security patrol is going to be 99% of what the quote bug out people or the, you know, disaster preparedness or the survival people. That's what you're talking about. You're trying to keep the bad guys honest.
Right.
You're moving around your area of operation at random times of the day and night to keep the bad guys honest. You're making sure that nobody's sneaking up on you, right? Security patrol. You're not going out looking for a fight, but you're prepared in case one, you know, happens.
Now, combat patrol, as you know, it's not we're going out and maybe we'll get into a fight. You're going out to pick a fight.
Right.
The combat patrol is, this is the map, this is where we're going, this is who we're taking, and this is where we're going to go. And when we get there, these are the people we're going to kill, and this is the stuff we're going to break, and this is what we're going to blow up.
Right.
Combat patrol is, or we know that the enemy's been operating in this area, and we're going to go out, we're going to find him, and we're going to shoot him. Now, recon patrol is obviously the most stealthful or stealthy, because all you're trying to do is you're going out and you're trying to get information about potential dangers. What is going on? Now, if you've got really good people and experienced people in your team, a recon patrol is possible and it is doable. And it's something you should do because, let's talk about EMP. If it really was an EMP, so that means cell phones are down. That means any radios that weren't covered up are not working. So how do you find out what's happening out there? You know, where do you get this information? And, when it boils down to it, you may have to just put eyeballs on. And that's where the recon patrol. Now, the recon patrol, they're not out there trying to pick a fight. They're just trying to get information. And generally, recon patrols are light and fast moving. And if you encounter the enemy, you can either call for artillery or mortar support. And if you don't have that, then you hit and run, right? So, and most people, I would say, unless you're military or unless you're infantry, they don't really think about that. They're just like, oh, we're going to go patrol. We're like, okay. And the other thing is, Bill, it's like, who are you going to patrol with? So homeboy here in your story, so homeboy has got him and his bride in a shopping cart. And they're the world. It's just the two of them against the world. Who the hell are they going to patrol with?
That's it. In the show patrol scenario where they're walking in the woods on a dirt road, right? And then I guess they walk into the ambush, and somehow or other they're not cut in half in the opening barrage that comes from the ambush when the ambush is tripped.
It's a sucky ambush.
Yeah. So he's able to shove his wife to one side, and he gets on the other, and then they start their reverse bounding or their bounding to get away.
Mm-hmm.
And they describe it as you shoot a lot while somebody else runs. And then they shoot a lot while you run. And in the interim, I'm just thinking, well, okay. If you have limited ammo, because they're expelling a lot of ammo trying to get away from the, they change magazines three times.
Mm-hmm.
In a combat situation with an LBE, we could have carried up to 6 magazines in the standard configuration of the belt and maybe another one.
Plus one in the gun.
So we would have 7 magazines, which is 210 rounds, although in Vietnam, a lot of guys used those bandoliers because they were a little easier to get in and out of, and plus they were lighter once they got emptied. And maybe they didn't do that after they got 30 rounders. I don't know. But I'm just thinking, why would you go on patrol if you're bugging out? Isn't bugging out where you hide?
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand how this husband-wife team are patrolling. And who's watching over their crap while they're patrolling?
They have a
camera. And where are they going to? This whole scenario is Psychoville.
Well, but they end up being in a house in the middle of a clearing. It's in the middle of the woods. There's an old man there that almost shoots them as they come up. They have to warn them off because they just trip the thing. And they go in there. Now, all of a sudden, they've got all of this stuff. They're wearing plate carriers, and they've got ammo, and they've got suppressed weapons and all this other stuff. And then they pick up another young guy who's already kitted up. And then they go off on a patrol. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get to these, as they're moving around, they get to these points where they're like 6 inches apart, and they're all clustered together with cover only on one side, with the wood line behind them, and they're open to the wood line, but they're hiding behind the building that nobody's looking at them from. So I'm just watching that, and I've, The interesting thing is that I would just wonder who's coming after him.
I tell you what, this fictional stuff is just it's interesting and it's fun. People play mental games and so forth. But first of all, the idea that you and your wife are going to do like pounding cover.
Yeah.
Like, when have you ever practiced that?
I used to practice it all the time in the 80s when I was in the Army.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we used to practice it. We, you know, butta butta jam or, you know, when we ran out of blanks, we would just, you know, pow, pow, pow. But the idea that when the crisis arrives, that you're going to have this skill set it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. I hate doing this to Paul. Paul is always... When Paul gets on a rant, it's just, you know, just get the popcorn and a beer and just sit back and enjoy it. But for those of you that like his books, he has got a new book out. This is probably a very good book. Patriot Fire Team Operation Guidebook, a compilation of all three. I don't have it because it just came out. You can get it on Amazon.
Brand new.
You can get it on Amazon for your Kindle, which there's probably a Kindle app for your iPhone or, you know, that kind of stuff. If you want the physical book, you can get the paperback, which is it's also there. It is a compilation of the original Patriot Fire Team manual, the PFT equipment guide, and the PFT mission planner. Thoroughly, extremely detailed, practical guidebook for those who embrace the idea of resilience and desire to have a strong and well-prepared family and community. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to the professor, the original student of the gun, studentofthegun.com. New book out, The Patriot Fire Teen Operation Guidebook, which is a compilation of the three books from the series, and that's Paul Markle. I was talking to him about this video I watched, and the thing is, what makes this so interesting to me is that if you actually were to apply the tenets that are probably in the guidebook, and you become the citizen soldier that you that you talk about.
That you should be.
That would mean that you probably don't have to bug out, because the only reasons that I see to bug out would be a tornado. Some sort of temporary event, because if you're in a position and you run to another position, that position doesn't necessarily, just because you left one to get to the other, that doesn't mean it's secure. And, there's a lot of things you got to consider, like medication, hydration, you know, food. Who wants
fuel, warmth? I mean,
yeah, all those things. Maybe exposure to the elements. You know, what time of year does this happen? If it happens in the winter, where do you live? If you live where Paul lives, Paul's not going to leave his house and go out there and go, well, I've got to get to a secure location. Let's go hide in the
woods. Yeah, I'm going to get a shopping cart and walk down the mountain pad to get to a cave or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So while he's, and EMP to me, if an EMP hits an area, why would I run from one point to another?
Well, the nice thing about an EMP is it's an equal opportunity employer. It's an equal opportunity situation.
Right.
It levels the playing field. So everybody else is dealing with the same thing you are. And, the whole purpose of the Patriot Fire Team, and I came up with this concept, I don't know, 6-7 years ago or whatever, was to just get people back in a mindset where you're going to be working with others, liberty-minded individuals, LMIs, like-minded individuals. And the idea of the lone wolf survivalist, or the me and, my wife and I against the world, it's insane. It really is. It's insane. First of all, you're going to kill each other anyway.
Right.
Because if you've ever spent like 72 hours with just your wife and no one else, by the time you come out of that, you're like, I love you, but I don't want to see you anymore. you need other people. This lone wolf survivalist thing is a farce. It's ridiculous. And the people who are going to come and steal your stuff are going to come in groups. They're coming in groups. whether it's just organized street gangs or whatever, they're coming in groups to take your stuff. And, you know, with the lone wolf survivalist guy, you know, I asked him, like, when are you planning on sleeping? You know, when are you planning on sleeping?
Yeah.
Or when you're the guy who's like, I'm just going to grab my rifle and head to the mountains and I'm going to harvest deer and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, well, how many calories are you burning harvesting deer? And while you're out trekking the woods hoping to spot a deer, who's watching over your homestead and your stuff and your family? You know, when are you going to sleep? What happens if you get sick?
Do you remember that hurricane that hit the East Coast that New York got flooded and they were going door to door looting the place? And then in New Jersey, where they got hit by the same stuff in the suburbs, the little neighborhoods would get together. They were getting together and the armed members of the neighborhoods, they would get a big piece of plywood and spray paint on it. We are armed. Don't come in here. And they had nowhere to go. It was the equal opportunity hit like an EMP was at the time. Mm-hmm. It was a temporary thing. There was nowhere for them to go. And I mean, the thing about bugging out on foot, I mean, when I was in my 20s, hey, no problem. But I mean, I'm trying to put me on drugs that killed the nerve endings in my feet and my back bothers me and I'm old and I've had a heart that's been operated on. Getting out there and pushing a buggy anywhere when I can just sit here at home and be on the lookout. Okay.
Well, how many people in our modern world are physically equipped to get out and do something like that?
Not many.
Even, you know, forget you and I being old guys. But have you seen any of these people, these young people? that survive on Oreos and mocha frappa upside down soy lattes.
Sweet baby Ray's barbecue.
These soy fed manginas out there. I don't know what the heck they're going to do. But the whole purpose of the Patriot Fire Team and the concept, you know, I explain it in the book and, you know, the original manual I published probably 6-7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago by now. And then people wanted more, and then they wanted more. And so just, like you said, I just recently, this is so hot off the presses that you don't even have a copy. I don't even have, we haven't ordered our store copies yet. I just have a proof copy in my hand, but they are live on Amazon. And if you're looking for practical information, you know, I was in New Orleans with Blackwater right after the levee broke, like 3 days after the levee broke, I arrived and I saw exactly what happens firsthand when the bad people realize the police aren't coming. You know, any major city, as soon as they realize that the police aren't coming, what happens?
Chaos.
You know, what gets hit first? Where, you know, and the first places to get hit are the drugstores. And the grocery stores, the liquor stores, and the gun stores. But your CVS and Rite Aid and you know, Walgreens and all that, the druggies know that there's narcotics there. And as soon as they realize that the police are not coming, they hit them. They take everything they can get their hands on. Then they set them on fire. So that was the, you know, the lesson from New Orleans post Katrina was every single CVS, Rite Aid, you know, fill in the blank, was looted and burned. Liquor stores looted, burned. And it takes them literally a couple of hours to rip through a grocery store and leave nothing but, you know, disaster in their wake. So you've got to be ahead of that. I don't know if you've ever lived in a hurricane zone, but it's like going to Walmart 24 hours before the hurricane's supposed to make landfall.
Right.
And it's a zoo, you know, people are fighting over the last can of beans and you can't get candles or batteries or, you know, stuff like that. And that's, you know, in the book is about stuff. It's about gear, it's about guns, but it's also all of that stuff is pointless if you don't have education, training, and if you don't have a team.
Yeah.
At the time your team
you're starting to mess up.
The idea that
you're getting sort of muffled, garbled there. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not moving.
Okay.
I'm in one place. I'm in the same place I've been the whole time. I don't know. Maybe an EMP just struck.
EMP.
It was a partial EMP because it didn't get all the way here. But yeah, the time to get everybody up to speed is now. The thought that, if things ever go bad, we'll get together. No. Because four guys that own guns are not a team. That's just four dudes who have guns.
Yeah.
Because all of those guys, when the crisis hits, they all are going to have their own individual plan and their own idea as to what should be happening.
Right.
Then you got to.
Yeah. We could go on and on and on about this. Before we run out of time. The book is out. It is called Patriot Fire Team Operation Guidebook, a compilation of all three. It is a compilation of the Fire Team Manual, the Equipment Guide, and the Mission Planner. A very thorough, extremely detailed, practical guidebook for those who embrace the idea of resilience and desire to have a strong and well-prepared family and community. According to Amazon, Paul Markle is the author, and he is the professor. And when you send me mine, be sure and send me my pip hand patch.
I don't have any pip hand patches, but okay.
Get one anyway. Thank you for joining me today.
Get one.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.